USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. End quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A giant video wall for an upcoming music festival collapsed during the install in Miami. Wendy King reports.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of the stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Tennessee panel voted to remove a bust of Confederate General and Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Nathan Bedford Forrest from the state capitol. Forrest was a slave trader and Confederate general and later became an early leader of the Klan. The bust was first unveiled in 1978, drawing protests from black Americans at the time. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has launched airstrikes against Taliban forces in Afghanistan. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against the Taliban to support Afghan forces, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. During a press briefing, Kirby said that the U.S. has acted through airstrikes to support the Afghanis, but didn't provide any further details, aside from stating that the strikes did take place in the last several days. The announcement comes as the Taliban has claimed to have captured key locations in Afghanistan while U.S. troops withdraw from the region. The U.S. began its drawdown from Afghanistan in early May, and about 95% of troops are now withdrawn, prompting concern that the absence will provide the Taliban the opportunity to make territorial gains. On Wednesday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban gained control of about half of Afghanistan's 420 districts, but noted that none of the nation's 34 capitals have been seized. Biden, in announcing the updated goal to complete the withdrawal by next month, said he trusts the Afghan military and doesn't believe a Taliban takeover is inevitable. He said it's up to the Afghans to make decisions about the future of their own country.
The CDC is reporting an untreatable superbug fungus outbreak has been reported at two North Texas hospitals. The fungus is a form of yeast that can be fatal to hospital and nursing home patients who have serious medical problems. The facilities were not identified. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.